Who taught you right? Well, I work on an English land. How long you work in that area? 16 years. You work 16 years for your money. Longside of you work, you stead it on me? That's what you mean? No answer. I don't want you newcomer. I don't want you cheated, my Indian bat. We're not colored people. I hear your damn story in Don State, what you guys doing. I hear your story, not in Alaska. You grandfathers, you aunt, you uncle, been here before you. Think about that 16 years before us. Them white man, they treated Indian. Just good, they treat themselves. I thought you guys gonna be like that, you bunch poor people. But just what I think. You forefathers, uncle, walk from Valdez, clay cross to Dawson, clay cross to Ekiel. We pack their stuff. They pay us. You guys gonna spread out the land, hold it down. Later on, we're going to talk about start right and BLM people stop. Secretary Udall said, land going to be free 20 years. Everybody jump up. Today, we lose a lot of young generation, drowned, killed, suicide. Something Indian never know happened here in Alaska. If white man in case happen to get killed, $1 billion body. Our body string out along the highway. Why did we don't waste the money? Think. I tell the people just quiet. Our young generation learn different. Our young generation people, little education, they know too fast. Get gone. Us Indian, we're smart. We never show off. We never talk to other persons. Keep it ourselves. We get treatment for hunting, treatment for trapping, hunt the game, what kind of day, what we to do to get it, call what a time, how we that we're gonna block them up and to get them. All that stuff, we get trimming. 3 knots. That's what I talked to Washington. All you big people, smart you guys got, I didn't have that one. Education you guys got, I didn't have that kind. I'm Indian, Alaska. Full-blooded Indian. I learned yes and no because I walked for you white men. I must be walked for you grandfather's people long time. That's how I learned yes and no. I'm sorry you probably misunderstand me and not to hear me right. If you misunderstand, then please stop me and ask me questions. I can explain, I think. One commission will. Chief Isaac, every word you say, I understand you. I never miss you. I don't know, me is a poor education, I guess that's why. Whole house, get up. Long as you want to talk, you talk. We'll take you with. And that's the final.
What year was that?
72. After I could, traditional chief to take me out, Washington. VLM people getting put it off with the land. And they try to change, they don't let him to keep. First start. And you ain't got time to stay weak in my heart. Excuse me, man.
You know, that big screw?
Huh?
You know, you said when you used to pack for those miners coming over, prospectors, you get $5? That was for how long?
Oh, sometimes.
That's $5 one trip?
Oh, yeah.
Not one day.
One day. That's right. One whole day.
$16 day
walk.
And family, he put up little more, and all boys quit, and he rest up a little bit. Eat all that grocery, large sugar, 10 pounds was a store and fat, large pounds of fat. Now you can reach to any pound lot. So $5 a day seemed like a lot of money for you.
Oh yes, that
bought. And for your dog too. How much would you carry on your back?
80 pounds.
And you're how old?
4, 5, 6, 10 days. Just up to prospect man. How long they want to go. What area country you want to go? He just point us. I want to go to that country. And us Indian, we know that country. We living by that country. That's our country. We can take him down to Fort Freeman if you want to go that far.
What's the farthest you ever took somebody?
From here to Whale Billy Creek Mountain. We walk down that hill, we make one camp. I don't do nothing. Leave my dog in camp. Go walk with me. All day, every rock, chip, chip, chip.
Oh, they look to see the rock, if there's rock.
No. Yeah.
So how old were you?
Up to seal. 21 days we stay up mountain. Rain, 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 rain. A lot of sheep, see a lot of sheep. Sometimes one guy, old John, that they live with us, tell us to kill little sheep. So we did. We see the sheep. Me and the Saris, we go after. One white guy. I shoot him, I shoot him. No, 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 no. Indian go, we eat meat. You go, we don't get nothing. You gotta sit your gun and everything. Them boys by run. They'll knock them down one. Went up to that sheep. We gone close enough. That's far enough to shoot. Silas say, hey! I tell him you shoot. Five shot, never hit him. Go shoot him, go shoot him. Come on, you! They give me a shell and I load up. I let it go while I run. It go way up, bottom of this cliff. I point gun up. Gun! When you want to shoot long way, you can race up without a sight. You can guess. You point them, that point hit wrong one. You point to that animal and you high, hardest you got, shoot them. Old Johnny Frank, let the bullet hunt, he said. He shoot, I knock one down, two shots. Derek, you know that old gun I just
So you were age 12?
Hmm?
You were age 12 then? 12 years old? How old were you?
I was 30.
Oh.
Just a little while ago. And way back in 1921, at the time, a lot of white people took us in Prospect. We don't know what Prospect about. Indian, you know, the South Kanata, people's watching for the gold. That's what they mean.
What did people around here think of those prospectors?
I'm ready to go after one. I got my permit. I got big land to tie up. I'm ready to go.
For more sheep.
All this headache bother me. As soon as I get better, I go. Go chop line prospect balls.
Okay, so you were talking about 1921, that's when you were taking those packing things. And then that time you talking about shooting sheep, that was later?
No, that was later.
That was 1930?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so that's two different stories.
Yeah.
When those prospectors came and hired you to pack for them, where were those guys coming from?
Come from Fairbanks.
From Fairbanks?
Yeah.
They get guys to show them the way down here?
Yeah.
Or they know how to come here?
Oh, yes. Everybody know where to go to Billick. Oh. My little dog's getting mean. Dana! I got 11 dogs. 11 dogs, I got all in good shape, fat. Strong. Been driving dog ever since I was 8 years old. Don't want dog. You want to see dog race? You go. I don't want it.
You still got a sled?
Oh yeah, if I could sled on there.
Gee, we should hook them up. We'll go to Ketchum stuff.
Yeah.
Go to Canada.
Yeah. I'll take you up where it's no go. Mm. You help me to buy gas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll rent another snow go from somebody. We'll both have one.
Yeah. So that the year I race, the 40-mile country. Every once in a while I come down, pretty soon 32. I move down here, white men want me more. Pretty soon they make me to join union and I start to work 12 years in union and highway.
What did you do on the highway?
Payment.
You know, you were talking about the first time you ever saw a white man? Very first time. What was that story? What did you think about it?
1904.
What did he say to you?
They tell us they're going to baptize us. And my daddy's daughter breaking in. To talk the English. He'd been around with a lot of white people working. Indian way. Gihin who si huhan. That word mean mission. Want to be baptized you. So they baptize us. I'm around 7, 8 years old. I got arrow in my hand. I stand up, tell me to put my face up. I got long hair, also my hippie.
Down your back, huh?
Yeah. That stuff too, Indian. They want we leave it like that, just calm to them. He stayed there since we was young. But soon they grow up, they roll around like this can. Right on my neck, and I got little one.
so they roll it up and tie it to
yeah,
their neck.
Tie it up all over there all the time.
When did people start cutting their hair?
Someplace in 1914 or 15.
Some people want to keep it long?
Well, our uncle people, they want, we get haircuts, so they get haircuts us. Fun of us, we laugh at each other.
Every time one gets a haircut, everybody laughs. It looked funny
yeah,
at first.
It looked funny.
Even the old people, they old men had their hair long and they cut it?
Yeah.
How come they cut it? How come the chiefs decided to cut it?
Well, all them white men across the country, sometimes they bring clipper, they show him how to use, and they cut. They bring in, they give it to them. They give it to old people. And old men, they show their boys, and what they tell you to do, and do that to it. That's how they find clipper. Lots of Cree boys, they put their right there in their neck and they cut clear the bottom, clear corn. And the Uluwi, it's real ball-headed. Real loud, but you see girls, he dig his hip, he really cares them. I do clever, I do haircut, I play Mozart, I play accordion. One time I quit. Too much noise for that. No more.
So that first white man that came through and baptized you, what was his name?
Hudson Stuck.
So that's the first white man you ever saw?
First white man I see.
Did you understand what he was saying?
No. No.
Did anybody understand him?
No. The emotion he said, what he talked. And that way, I teach him up a little bit. But my dad is, no. He just stay with my dad. Talk with my dad.
Did he give people things after that? After
no.
Baptized? What did he give?
He gave us some kind. All they give us clothing. Don't give us nothing. They give us paper, a baptized card. They give us that one. And after they make, like prison, some cloth, some shirt, some pants, small shirt, or they give us a bunch. So he stayed with us a couple of days. And after that, he went on to Lake Mansfield. Lake Mansfield village, right alongside the lake. That's the real village. That's the where I'm going to open up that village.
How come people left Lake Mansfield?
I don't know. Just one. Too much whiskey. He has to get whiskey for them. Somebody say they get hot up. They're messed in. Grandson.
You put down that 70 knots. The one on the curve right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing. Potlatch. They ever give potlatch for any other reason besides for someone who died? They have other reason for potlatch?
According to their relative. Hatil shape, check out a shape, hatil,
No.
Just according to a relative, which one would do?
It's all relative. No potluck, give away for free, no. That's the law. Grind old men to walk right up to you, what you gonna do? Give all this pile stuff. What you gonna do? I'll make potlatch. What you gonna make potlatch over? They gotta find you real which you gonna put on. You relative, cousin, nephew, aunt, grandma, all potlatch just go for special. Right now, Doris Charleston party, Carl Charleston party, one boy been in jail, he got party. And one more, somebody could happen. In Dot Lake, they make potlatch over. Potlatch mean lined up, you feel it. You don't feel too much breaking the heart and the worry. You don't need to start unless you, individual person, you want to do it. You gotta ask the old people. I feel like to do it. You gotta know you pardon and you mother, children, and the grandchildren, and their grandmother's children. How many honor you on family? Got the family, got kids. You gotta figure it out. That's what I talked the other day. Indian way, my uncle, people, he's my partner. Indian way. They're partner. That only people, what I got happen, I want to be rough. They gotta stop me. So I wanna make potlatch just up to me. And that friend they lose. I go and turn over to them and make potlatch over them.
So when you lose somebody special, you can make a potlatch. Can you make a potlatch for somebody who's living?
No.
So
our different relative in our village, our town, died. We buried, we take care of them, make box, make coffin. In a way we clean, do a good job, and we bury. But I don't say nothing. It's up to individual person, which person that got hurt with death. It's up to them. We're not going to tell no story. Just we leave alone. His own way he figured out. I got one girl left. I'm off a week to get blanket, put a week to buy part lot stuff. I'm short everything. If like other people, I say, I make potlatch, I make lots of potlatch. I want to buy a car, I want to buy a snow go, I want to buy a chainsaw. Me individual, I'll buy my outfit here, easy way. That's how my boys getting along fine. They were short. My big boy, he feel himself like big shot. And he might hit.
Should we stop?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to identify this tape in the beginning because we were recording. This is tape number A5, and it's still November 18th, 1983, and we're finishing for the day with Chief Andrew Isaac at Dot Lake, and we'll start again tomorrow. November 19th, 1983, talking to Chief Andrew Isaac at his home in Dot Lake.
About is that time your uncle Walter, Chief Walter, went up on the mountain and I guess with some white guys, and they were piling up all these cans and rocks. What were they doing that for?
No.
Land pours.
No.
Land pours. That is a bin. Put it in
the
article. Survey. They took him up mountain and they piled up rock. Way up. Back in 1924.
So they used that to survey. What were they surveying land for?
Well, I don't know. Them geological survey, they tell us they survey. straight across Alaska, down to Burl, I guess. And that's how they put Sabay and put it almost so many miles apart, that rock piled up, and they got the, some kind of glass. Inside they put the letter, the writing, and they put it in. And that's the one right there in, close by to Lake Mansfield. And from here between us, 10 across, right here, right top of the hill. Right now BLM, they take them down and they spread out. And they put the brass posts there. So we find out where's this boy and the white man working on it. And that's how we know. We see them, they stop in the village. We're all all white men across the country from Valdez to Eagle, Dawson. We got trail, that's why they call that trail Lake Mansfield. 10 across, trail go up to Lake Mansfield, past the Lake Mansfield, going up through the hill. They call Eagle Trail. And still showed up. Yet it's good ground for the horse to travel on. Every year I want to mean to buy a horse and I want to make a trip through right through the inn, my little trail. I like to go around. That's a real good country. And that real Indian use place in that area. There's one area people use quite a bit, and it's spring. And the caribou start to run, and people all strain out to kitchen stuff. And that's how they get the dry meat. Dry meat, gotta have a lot of dry meat, but there's some of the poor people, they can't work hard like strong people. They work slow. One way Indian Kitsnap Gim Caribou France. They build France. Some even want family. They're going to, they think few herds going to run, they stop. And start to build friends. They make tripod on a stick like this. And they put enough, I guess, but tree log. And they put a snare. More skin in the fall. October. They kill moose. They use that skin for snare. I want someone to build that kind for me, but can't find no woman cut in babish. Probably some few people might do. I think 12 or 24 string like this, and they put the in they put together, and they put through the stick, and they put the stick across, and one in the middle. They put the post, the pole, small pole in the middle. And they started stretch, get on top. They take the log, put a good sized log. They lay on top that baby. While let the other person turn, and that one man, sometimes two men, they put together, they wobble around, a bunch of babies, they beginning to come in. This is the strongest cable. They wet. And they make it just skinner, long too. Boy, it's 10, 11, 12 feet.
So that's how they stretch it to make it thinner?
Yeah, and then sometimes they make loop while they're wet. They make loop, open up, and they make loop itself. All loop, I guess, but this way.
Oh, about 4 inches wide, something
yeah.
like that.
They make loop like that, and turn one wrist apart, turn over and through right through to that loop, and you can open in the old way, and all Indian people, they know big bull moose. Well, I don't know, the first time Grandpa Chief Isaac put up snare. Yes, it's way too big. Even car can run through the way they look. Still, they said it. Next 3 days we go there, big horn, big bull moose, got horn, caught right on the neck. They never bother that horn, front, caught on the neck. So that's how I find out the Indian people. Like, like them mechanic, they're working on a car, truck. They know what bullet, what kind part they got, they need. They get it right away. The Indian people, they do. They need the part, they fix it by hand. And he got his outfit with him. And they do thing that they need. They make rabbit snare, they make lynx snare, they make moose snare. They even make sheep snare. Sheep, one animal. Grandpa, people tell me his throat sticking outside, and he got in the snare, just run a few times, drop dead, choking fast. Moose, a long time, they tear everything. And lead on, they fall down and die.
So that moose that you talked about, that big moose in the snare?
Uh-huh.
Was that dead already when you went up to it?
Yeah.
They ever still alive when people come to it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what yes. do they do then?
Skin them. Cut the head off. Wild snare in it. They cut the pools that they tie snare on. They cut down, they drop down, and they pull. Snare itself, they stretch. They also like cable. But they're strong. No way to break unless too strong, too heavy. Maybe they broke. And I see caribou, even caribou snare. And I see they broke. We run in the France. There was a boy, early, get up, no breakfast, run in the France. We get the caribou, we take the snare off, and grab it, horn, drag off. Keep clean in so many part, far part. So the no animal, they coming in, they don't smell, no stomach, no fresh meat, no nothing. They gotta get away. Two of us, we can drag caribou far to the road if we want it. So we do that. Almost everybody give a hand to do it. And old people, all man people, they going through there. That the people too, they cut. They stop and they bring caribou head. All caribou head they bringing in, pile in camp.